You're listening to Building the Game with Rob and Jason.
It's Building the Game with Jason and Rob. For tabletop game design, you really can't go wrong. Building the game, yeah, building the game.
All right.
Hello and... Oh, let that go.
We have already started boarding here at gate
A9.
So please come on over at gate
A9. At gate A9. Is there a plug in here?
No.
Oh, your battery pack, yeah. Got it.
I haven't used it all weekend. This new battery on this phone is awesome.
Yeah. Your app fab?
Yes.
Your super app fab?
So, little story. I met a girl today. Uh-huh. Who was playtesting one of my games.
Uh-huh.
She had an iPad and she kept using it. The guy said, put your phone down. Put your phone down. Quit playing with your phone. And he said, no, really, it's her phone. Her phone was stolen in Paris. She got pickpocketed.
Wow.
And now she's just using her iPad as a phone.
For real?
Because she's got an app that lets her make calls because she's got a SIM card.
Uh-huh.
Like my app, iPad does. Yeah, she uses it to make phone calls. So
Wow. It's
pretty exciting. For
That's her. Crazy. So yeah. She has to hold this thing up to her head?
I'm guessing she puts it on speaker and just talks into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. All plugged in, all hooked up?
Thanks. All right, yeah.
Yeah, well, starting over. Hello and welcome to Building the Game, a documentary podcast. Today is, I don't know what day it is. Today's Sunday night, the last night of Unpub, whatever day this ends up being next week. I should probably look at a calendar, huh? So this is going to be Monday.
142.
Episode 142. This is going to be Monday, February 16th, when you're listening to this, 2014. My name's Rob. That's Jason. Hi.
Hey.
We are, well.
That is the nice lady from Southwest.
Yep. Not our flight. Thank you.
B as in boy.
Yeah, so we're sitting in the Baltimore airport right now, waiting for our flight to board. We're doing this as our episode for this week. We decided to just record some stuff at Unpub. So this is going to be kind of a funky episode, a little more informal, probably not full length, so hope that's okay with you guys. I just wanted to give you this quick little intro. We're going to cut now here in a minute to... the stuff we recorded earlier in the trip, earlier in the weekend, and we'll be back after all that stuff to give you a recap after the end of the day back here in the airport. Have anything else to say before we cut?
No, send help. Send a plane.
Yeah, a little teaser there for how it turns out. All right, chalk with you later. Chalk with you later? Talk with you later.
It's recording now.
It's recording now. That's good.
Good news. It's recording.
Wow. It's like amazing.
First part of the Unpub recap.
Yeah.
The forecap.
The
recap?
Precap.
Is that like a word? I like that.
It's the Unpub 5 precap. Every time I say precap, I have a weird echo / reverberation in my ear because it's still destroyed from the airplane. I'm just trying to, like put pressure on my eardrum, you know, to try and get it to reset itself. It's kind of hurt, painful, but also strange. Anyway, hi, listeners. We're hanging out at the Days Inn across the street from the Baltimore Convention Center on the day before Designer's Day of Unpub 5. The night before, really,
yes.
Yeah. It's true. And we're joined by Bob from Today in Board Games.
Yep.
Howdy.
How you doing? Doing good.
Yeah, it's cold out there.
It is a little cold out there. I kind of wish I would have brought my coat.
Yeah, you should have. It's cold outside. We're hanging out at the hotel. We're going to try and play some games here, I guess.
Be good times. We just had some good dinner at Sliders.
Good dinner at Sliders.
A little,
it's tasty.
Little bar, seedy kind of looking on the outside.
Looked a little scummy,
yeah.
Honestly. But
it was interesting.
It was
mixed clientele, though. There was like a dude in a business suit at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like kind of surprised. It must be because people know they have good food, right?
Right, right, so across the street from the stadium.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah. I bet during baseball
771
season.
771 feet from home plate.
Hey, that was the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I imagine during baseball season that place is pretty packed all
yeah,
the time.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, food was great.
$7.
Yeah, it was like $7 for dinner.
Good deal. Yeah, more for me because I had some beer.
Yeah.
You guys did not
have
any beer.
You had a lot of beer. You drank a beer for all of us, I think.
I had two beers.
He had like six beers.
I had like 17 beers. Basically, I cleaned the place out.
It might have been like 25.
Yeah, more likely like 70 beers.
But so yeah, so we got here. The flight was good. So and so basically, Baltimore is Michigan with no snow. That's
right.
What I feel like,
and I think a little bit more wind.
Yeah.
So far, anyway, we get windy back home, but not like this.
It's at least a reprieve from shoveling snow for a while.
Yeah, so. That's nice. Yeah, I left my wife at home. I taught her how to use a snowblower, and she thought it was fun. I hope it snows a lot while we're gone, and then it won't be fun anymore.
then she'll be like, I'm so happy to have you to snowblow.
Uh-huh. If it snows too much, she probably just won't even go to work.
That's awesome. That's what my wife does, too, but it's because we have two kids to deal with. So.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Yeah.
We have a cat.
So.
Yeah, the cat doesn't care if we're there or not.
It's true.
Yeah.
As long as you feed it.
Right.
So, Bob, you excited? You excited about Unpub?
Yeah, this is my first time being here. This is cool. I enjoy my first designer event, so this is kind of fun. I'm excited.
Yeah,
got here a whole day early. I was so
excited. You're so excited you showed up earlier than everyone else.
Mm-hmm. A whole day early, just scoping out. Did you find anything cool in the city?
I found the inside of my hotel room, basically.
Okay.
That was where I stayed. So.
Yeah, I've done that before. I had a trip to Austin, Texas once for work. And I was there for 6 weeks straight, and I got to go home one weekend. The other weekends, the company wouldn't pay to send me home. So I had 4 weekends in Austin, Texas, where I knew nobody, and I basically just sat in my hotel room.
Oh, man.
And watched a lot of TV, played a lot of WoW. That was the only time I've ever played World of Warcraft.
Because you had nothing else to do?
Because I had nothing else to do, and I had a free trial.
Well, hey, that's what I did today, too, played a little WoW.
There you go.
Stepped outside, felt how cold it was, and went back in. So
played some more WoW.
Yeah. So big day tomorrow. Tomorrow's Designer's Day.
Not exactly sure what's happening there. Some seminars.
Daniel Solis is going to do a thing about graphic design, which, of course, I'm interested in. Because, I mean, that dude is good at what he does, right?
True.
That dude is good at what he does, and I enjoy graphic design stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. And Richard Lanius is going to give a talk tomorrow as well. I'm not sure what to expect from that.
That guy's pretty smart.
He's a smart dude.
I've heard. I'm just kidding. Super smart.
I've never met him.
I met him at Grand Con. He's super smart. He's a nice dude. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so looking forward to that. And playing some games and dinner tomorrow night. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to just play games all day, 2 days straight. So
be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's probably enough. We should bust out a prototype here and play something, huh?
Sounds all right. Good.
Because we'll check back in some other time.
It's Unpub, so we didn't bring anything that was published.
Nope.
All right. Okay. Cool.
All right.
Oh, shit. Did I just tear my pants? I hope I didn't just tear my pants.
I'm not going to sit in this thing anymore. Now I'm nervous. I'm going to tear my pants. Well, also, my ass was getting hot.
All right, well, do you want to just stand up instead?
Okay.
Yeah, let's just stand up. I hope I didn't tear my pants.
I'm not going to check for you.
Okay, well, I'm grabbing my butt, and I don't feel any holes in my pants.
That's
so
probably good.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
No holes in your pants.
Day one is winding down here. This is Designer's Day at Unpub 5. It's been a fun day. We got up about like 8 o'clock, and had some breakfast and came down here to Convention Center and helped do some setup. Basically, we just spent like 3 hours stuffing promo cards into little Ziploc baggies, right?
We were with good people, so it was fun. That was fun to hang out with some people and stuff.
Yeah. And then we went and found some lunch. We walked over to the harbor in Baltimore, and I don't remember, there was some Irish pub there on the harbor, and that was pretty tasty.
Yeah, Tiernanog was called.
Tiernanog.
Yeah, it was pretty good, yeah. So yeah, not that exciting, other than that, just playing some games, you know, doing stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Solis did a little panel on graphic design, and some kind of, just kind of a, you know, a broad, you know, overview, things to think about when you're creating your prototype. You know, it was very much focused on prototyping and making sure it was, easy to, you know, present it cleanly and well, and don't get bogged down in making things super detailed, and keep it direct. And some good tips in that. A lot of those things, you and I were talking before, a lot of those things I've learned the hard way already.
Right.
So, you know, but that was good.
And, yeah, so he said things like use papyrus, right, and use Comic Sans.
That question actually came up. He actually said he used to get a lot more bent out of shape about those in the past than he does now. Now he understands that it's just a learning process that everyone has to go to. And at some point, everyone goes through the papyrus and Comic Sans phase, and then you grow from that. So that was interesting.
It was funny. At lunch, we were talking about that because the menu had the placemats had papyrus font on them, and everyone was lamenting about it. It was pretty funny. So,
yeah, Chris Kirkham was there, and he said he only realized after he was finished eating that it used papyrus, and that he violated his own rule of never eating at a restaurant that uses papyrus anywhere in the menus or on their logo. So that was funny. And we hung out. We played some games. Played some of our games. We played Epic Monster Tea Party with John Dubois and Chris Zinsley. And you and I, and got the best feedback and comments that I've gotten on that one in a long time on ways to add different player powers, different monster powers to it, which is something everyone has always asked me about, and I've never really been able to come up with a way to make it work. And Chris and John just basically just punched me in the face and kicked me while I was down and said, do it this way or you're an idiot. And they were absolutely right. So I think back when we get back to the hotel room tonight, I'm going to write up some stuff and we'll try to test on that tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun. And this paratrooper game, right?
Yeah. So I've got my it's called Parrot Jumpers. I don't remember why. Oh, because I made it because I kept getting these spam ads for Parrot Jumpers, and I don't know what that's like, a kind of pants or something, but anyways, so
pants.
It's a game with different being distracted here.
No one's coming. No one's coming.
Oh.
Did you ever pitch that on the show? I don't remember.
Yeah, I did a long time ago. Yeah, but it's a game with what do they call that? Like
dexterity?
No, that it's not. It's a dexterity game with kind of a rock paper scissors mechanic because cards cancel out one another. But it has a, I'm looking for the word, we both have different goals. Asymmetrical. Mm. I kept wanting to say atypical. It's got the asymmetrical design to where one guy is defending, one guy is attacking it. And we got some good feedback from that from John Dubois. And then hopefully TC is going to check it out for me later. Because he was watching us play it and he wanted to try it. So that'd be cool. And then tomorrow is my big focus will be Ramblers, of course. And then Sunday, my focus will probably waver quite a bit because I'll get bored with doing the same thing the whole time. Yeah. So, because you can love a game to death, but after you've played it 20 times, you're going to want to play something else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's tomorrow I'm going to try and focus on Saloon Tycoon and Tea Party, Epic Monster Tea Party, but I'm going to have Rocket Wreckers there too. We'll see how much name recognition there is for Rocket Wreckers, since we're given the deathmatch history. If I get too many people asking to play it, I might just put that sign away. but I mean, that said, again, it's basically a whole new game, so it's not like I'm playing the old Rocket Wreckers again.
Right. That was funny. Katarski, when he first came up and sat down to me, he's like, "Where's Rob?" And I was like, "Oh, he's doing something." And he's like, "Rocket Wreckers, dude, that sounds awesome."
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So
cool.
It does sound cool.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Oh, we also today we played John's game Odd Socks, which I know I've mentioned before.
Lots of fun. I really enjoyed that game.
So. Yeah, me too. I think it's great. And he's made some changes. It's been, I mean, since Grand Con 2013 when I last played it. And it's still, the basic structure is there, but there's a new thing that he's doing there where you're putting some cards face down on the table. And that changes a lot of strategy. And I really liked that a lot. That was cool. That was super cool. And we played Chris Zinsley's Cardboard Edison's game. What was that called?
Throwers. Yeah. It's about baggage handlers trying to get the right luggage on the right airplanes that are going to different cities. It was fun. It's early for them. He's got a lot of things to fix in it, but
But yeah, it was fun. So. Yeah.
And he somehow figured out how to print on his inkjet printer on blank cards. I don't know, tricky formatting and tricky feeding that stuff through his printer. Downside, though, is that the cards had a coating on them that didn't accept the ink, and so all of our thumbs and fingers got black from the ink.
Yeah,
so he was scrambling to find some card sleeves now.
Right.
So I hope he's successful. Cause,
I would suggest non-glossy cardstock and card sleeves from the start.
Yeah, and he's worried because the other prototype, the one that they were going to push a lot harder this weekend, I think, is also printed that way. And so he really needs to find some card sleeves. So I hopefully we'll have good news for that by the end of the weekend.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we were kind of hoping somebody else might walk down here and join us for this little chat, but no one seems to be doing that.
I think we're competing right now with Richard Lanius, who's speaking in the room.
Yeah. Lanius. So we should probably go listen to that, huh?
We should probably do that. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, that's it, builders. So I guess we'll probably do another update at some point when we feel like it.
Yeah.
No promises. Oh, I'm such a jerk.
It's true.
Yeah. All okay. Right. Good night.
Good night.
He listens to it, yeah. So probably
that's where when I think it was, and we were just listening to it. So okay. it might have been like just a couple. Of
so not your fault. That's cool. All right.
I just don't generally listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
it was
possible.
Interesting. Yeah. I just don't remember some of the stuff.
Right. You mostly just listen to the giant bomb cast.
Mostly just listen to giant bomb.
I listen to one podcast religiously, and that is the Mysterious Universe podcast, which is these two dudes out of Australia that talk about a bunch of like weirdo stuff. Like aliens and stuff.
Nice.
But like I get the distinct impression they don't believe any of it, and they're hilarious. They just mostly make fun of people, and they're from New Zealand. No, Australia.
Make up your mind.
I think they're from Australia. I should get it right, because like if you say it wrong, those people down there get really mad about it. Yeah.
Take it personally. It is from somewhere on this planet.
Yeah.
Yes. For sure.
Where they have an accent.
Well, it is a mysterious universe out there, so there's no guarantees.
It is no guarantees, yeah. Especially if they're talking about spaceships and aliens.
Right. But anyway, so I watched that because I listened to that because they're pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, so hey, we're recording right now. This is Rob. I'm here with Jason, as usual. Jerk. We have with us Kevin Culp. We have Chris Zinsley, and we have David Wallen. Thanks for hanging out, guys. We're having dinner. We're at Dempsey's waiting for food. And it's like 8:30 at night.
Yep.
And, yeah.
And somehow we're still talking.
Yeah, man. I think we're all pretty fried.
Yes.
So
much.
Yeah. Like day one. How'd it go?
What's up?
How'd it go? Day one.
It went good. I got some good feedback, and I had some small revelations that were some cards I thought were fine, and then I was like, you know what, I can make this slightly better. So it was good. So it was nice when you have like the. Testing what you thought you were testing, and then get a nice little bonus.
Yeah, yeah, for
addition
real.
To the game.
Yeah, great. Chris, any comments?
Let's see. We ran a game called Curiosities.
Yeah.
Seven times over
seven
the course
times.
Of the day.
That's great.
The biggest takeaway seems to be that the more players, the less they like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, like the more players in a game or the more people that you let play it?
What's your range?
Meaning it's not scaling well just yet.
Yeah.
So we had it at 2 to 6 before we showed up here. Yeah. 6 was getting some complaints, so we dropped it to 2 to 5. But pretty much all the 5 player play tests that we had today were, we got worse response than the 3 and 4 players.
And it was pitchforks?
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah. How long is a turn for a given turn in the game?
It actually plays very quickly, so each turn is normally 5 seconds, 10 seconds long.
What
so
are they complaining
it's not
about
a time.
It's not a downtime.
It's
thing.
Not about downtime. It's about control.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The more players in the game, the less control each individual player has. Mm-hmm. The less predictable things become, and so the harder it is to plan ahead.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. So if people are looking for a more strategic experience, that kind of kiboshes that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to try a few tweaks to see if we can counteract that that effect a little bit, make it scale a little bit better.
What do you think it plays best with? 2 to 3 or 4? Or
I'm going to say 3 at the moment, but I think it's 2 to 4 is an acceptable range, and we're going to see what we can do about 5.
Cool.
Yep.
And David, we didn't catch what you had.
Oh, sorry, I was playtesting my game Sheep with an exclamation mark.
Sheep? Yes. Sheep. Family strategy game, 3 to 4 players. I'm testing to try and see if I can increase the late game potential for people who've played it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. So I made some changes to cards, and I just wanted to test it, see if it works with new players as well, because I you know, it's like tough. Like the more advanced you get, the more efficiently you play. So something might be balanced for advanced players and just break with new players and vice versa. So
yeah,
even though it's weak for advanced players, I need to see if it messes up things. And it seems to be going pretty well. And yeah, and like I said, I got some changes that'll actually changes for advanced players, but that I noticed during these play tests that I was able to make. So that was
cool. Cool. Kevin, what do you got?
I got Space Station Zero.
Space Station Zero.
Which is a weird mix-up of Hanabi with the Bioshock minigames. And I found the weird thing today was people were complaining that I gave them too much freedom.
Too much freedom.
Yes. Mm. So I came in... The complaint earlier about the game is you got 3 actions, and they said, you can do these actions any way you want to do it. And people said, no, tell me how to do them and what order to do them. So I kind of did, but I left 2 of the actions up to you, which way you want to do them. Mm. And people said, no, restrict them. Yeah. Like, tell me exactly what order you want to do them. So that's kind of the weird thing I'm finding lately. People want, and I think it's because of the nature of the game. It's a puzzle game. It's kind of abstract. They want more guidance than I'm giving them, so they want me to tell them exactly what do I do in this situation.
Sure.
So, but the cool thing was, A, I got a lot of meaty feedback. And this is the best feedback I think I've gotten out of an unpub.
Great.
And a lot of good notes, a lot of good changes I'm thinking about, and a lot of changes I don't know what to do with, so I got to really figure out my focus in the game. And then on top of that, it's one of those games where people are staring so much at the game that I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know if they're enjoying it or whatever, but a lot of people have said, I enjoy this game, and they want to keep talking about it after we're done, and they want to keep giving me feedback, like, do this, try this, and are you going to be playing it tomorrow? Can I come back and try it out again? Like, with these changes or whatever.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really happy with this unpub.
Great, yeah. Yeah, this is my first one. I've been really impressed. Like, Designer Day yesterday was not what I expected. I mean, I'm not really sure what I did expect, honestly.
In a good way or a bad way?
I don't really know. I was thinking about it last night, like, laying in bed, just kind of, like, wind down from the day, and I was trying to think about what I had... Because it was not at all what I expected, but I couldn't figure out what I actually was expecting. So, like, I guess I just flat out expected to play more games, but I found myself just kind of sitting around more yesterday. And I think maybe because people were kind of in panel mode, you know, and not in game mode. So maybe that was part of that. But today, today was super good. I've been running Saloon Tycoon and Epic Monster Tea Party.
How we doing?
Pretty good.
Well, motor oil and motor enough for you?
Yes.
Yeah? Good.
Need to get her to sign a release now.
Yeah, whatever. I've been mainly running Saloon Tycoon and Epic Monster Tea Party. I lost track. I ran either 7 or 8 games of Saloon Tycoon today, which is a lot. Because what was it open today? It was open from 10 to 8? However many hours that is, I can't do math.
Yep.
Is that 10 hours? No.
It's 10 hours.
Yes, 10 hours. Yeah. So 7 or 8 of that, I ran, I think, 5 games of Tea Party. And I even got 1 game of Rocket Wreckers in.
Oh.
So that's cool. Saloon Tycoon, I've been really happy with the feedback on that. A lot of really positive comments. A lot of people, like, the game, on your turn, you earn money, and then you get 1 action on your turn. And I like limited actions. And you can play cards that would give you additional actions and chain stuff together. You can actually, if you time it right, set up right, you can do a lot on your turn. But on base level, you only get 1 action per turn. And I had a few people, including a publisher, say, I need more actions. One's not enough. And he was in a game with a lot of AP. Too much AP. Like, people were thinking it through too much. And the game took a long time. And I'm kind of thinking, if you'd had 2 actions, this game would have taken twice as long per turn. You know? So, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's kind of my feeling. I'm a one-action kind of guy. I like 1 action per turn. I like working in that space. Tea Party tested a lot of specific
monster powers today, and that went really well, so I'm happy about that.
Nice.
So thank you for the advice, Chris, last night on that.
That was, I just kind of riffed off of John Du Bois.
Yeah.
He, I think, is the one
that's right, yeah.
came up with the key to unlocking that.
Yeah, so that's good. So definitely going to do some more of that. Yeah, so that's good. Jason?
Yeah. So today I tested Ramblers 10 times, which is why my voice is going away.
Yeah, we're all pretty thrashed.
I'm, 10 games we got. I got 15 pieces of feedback. I just looked at my phone, my unpub thing.
Oh, I don't even know how many emails I have.
So,
right.
So, yeah. You can log in and it shows all your scores across the top, which is kind of cool. I hope they're
potentially right. Potentially depressing, depending on how it went.
Yeah. You know, I haven't even looked at the app. I don't even know how that's structured.
I just log in to the website. So,
no idea.
Yeah.
I got really good feedback. You know, it was tough because you get some feedback, like, we all know this like happens. Mike Fitzgerald even talked about this yesterday, right? Like,
yeah.
Knowing which feedback you want and which feedback you don't want, right? And, like, I got a little down about midway through the day because, like, I kept getting people who really wanted a strategic game. And the game has some strategy to it, but the game is a beer and pretzels game. I mean, that is AJ's line. The game is a beer and pretzels game, and it is, right? And then I got to my last playtest, and that was with Kevin and Jason Hancock and Giovanni. It's this random playtester. And I'm really glad that I did that because it reminded me that it's a good beer and pretzels game. Like, you guys, yeah. like the game lives for the aha moments, right? The game lives for those moments where you're like, oh, I killed you. I rolled at 6 on one die and you rolled 3 dice and I still beat you. Like, that's, mechanically, there were some good changes that I got to make. I got some good feedback last night too, not on that, but I had this train heist game that I thought was crappy and two different people, Katarski and Matt Loomis both said, I would work on a different game if I were you. So, and I mean, I laid it out to him. I said, I think this game is not good. And it was a little game. And they both said, I think there might be some potential, but I think there's probably better games to work on than this. And they were very polite about it. And they're right. I mean, I needed to hear that from some more people other than Rob, who I think you've told me that too. But like,
yeah, but you don't listen to me anymore.
Well, here's the thing. That's not your type of game. It's a deduction game, and you don't like that.
What? Wait, I like deduction games.
Not that deduction game.
Not that one, no.
So when I knew Katarski because he's good at little games, and I knew Loomis because he's got this crazy brain that works
he's
that
just
way.
He's an incredibly smart person.
Yeah, so I knew that scary he smart. Would, like, I knew that he would understand why I liked the game and why I thought it had potential.
Yeah.
And I knew he would either see that or be like, I don't see it. And he said, I think you could do some stuff with it to make it better, but I don't think, you know, I think there's other things you'd make better. So so that was cool. Yeah, so that was good. Yeah.
Can I tell you guys a story about a playtester?
No.
No?
No. We don't want to hear those.
Well, it's pretty funny.
I'm up
for
it.
Okay. So, playing Tea Party, right? playing Tea Party, and I had three people playing it, and I was supervising. I was not playing in the game, because I was running back and forth between that and Saloon Tycoon at the same time. And so they got through the whole game, and this woman, she said, oh, yeah, boy, I really like that a lot. And then she leans over and reaches into her shoulder bag and pulls out a big binder. And she says, okay, guys, now I have a story to tell you. And she opens this big binder, like a 2-inch binder, opens this big binder and starts flipping through some pages and says, this is a story about, and she like recites this thing from memory. About like the intro, like the opening paragraph to her story that she has memorized and is about to tell, and she says, and this ties into a game that I'm working on also, and then she inhales like she's about to get into it, and I say, oh gosh, actually I've got to reset the table here for the next group to come in. She goes, oh, okay, and then she turns to the other playtester who was sitting next to her and said, well, let's go outside and I'll tell you my story, and like grabs her by the arm and starts to pull her away.
What?
I couldn't believe it. It's like, whoa.
All right, gentlemen, your food should be right up. Do you want any more coffee before I get rid of it for the night?
Sure. I'll take some water when you get a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I also get a wild pitch wing?
Sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that was an experience.
Wow. That
was
interesting.
So that was the crazy moment of the day for me.
I think my craziest moment was I had a kid who was pretty high strung.
Yeah.
Who really wanted to play my game, so I let him, and he had fun. He had lots of fun. But, like, he was, like, every time he'd be like, I killed you! He was so excited, and that was pretty fun. And then his dad came back and played later, and he watched him. Yeah, and Kevin was there for that, so that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good times then, right? Yeah, lots of good times. I'm not sure about tomorrow. I don't know how you guys feel about tomorrow, but man, I'm so burnt today. Like,
if tomorrow is anywhere near as
busy. You want some more dye?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
As today was, it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I actually at one point got up and left my table and hid.
I saw that. Like, I noticed.
Where'd you go? Where'd you go? I just needed a break. Yeah. I just needed a break. So I got up and I went and I called my wife and I talked to her for a few minutes and then I just... Mm-hmm. I got done and I just sat there at a table by the healthcare place. I didn't do anything. I just sat there and breathed and didn't talk and felt good about that, you know? So. Yeah.
I managed to step away for like 5 minutes so I could get a corn dog.
One second. Did I get two orders to go?
And I came back in and Roger Hicks had actually... We had started running another game because he said he was walking by and there were two people standing there looking at my table going, oh, that looks like a fun game. So he sat down and showed him how to play my game.
Nice.
And I came back and they were halfway through. It's like, geez.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, he turned to me and said, do they start with supplies or money? I said, they start with 3-year-olds. And he's like, all right, thanks. And then, like, I was like, he's running your game. Yeah. Awesome. That's cool. What a good guy.
Yeah. He's a super good dude. Yeah. And after we're done eating, we're going to go back over there and play some more games, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
I'm really happy I just have the half table.
Oh, really?
Sharing a table?
The tag table?
Yeah. First of all, I completely overslept this morning, so it worked out. And then you're supposed to swap on day two, but I got lucky. Someone approached me and was like,
all right, wants or thinks they're going to want. What the hell is this?
That's our recorder.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
I used to see like airport security. Right. The same thing.
I don't know. It looks like a taser or something. I have no idea.
But you probably should be clear. The first thing you do is reach out and touch it.
This is the fish tacos. If anybody thinks you're going to want any other food or any to-go food or any dessert or anything, now will be the time to let me know.
All right. Let's close the kitchen.
Yeah.
No, I think we're good.
Awesome. So I got your to-go order in, so that should be good.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Grilled cheese.
No. Oh, is this the panini?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Wow.
First, I thought this was the quesadillas. Because it's also flat.
Yeah, that's really good.
These are the quesadillas.
These are the quesadillas.
Oh, yeah. Those look more like quesadillas.
Nice.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. These fries are awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well... Yeah, so anyway, so you were saying, guy approached you earlier. Sorry, you're masterful now.
Right, yeah, so I was able to also switch to an evening thing tomorrow, so I can sleep in tomorrow morning.
Nice.
So that worked out.
Must be nice.
Yeah. No, but I think for me, at least, the way to go is a half a day, because, it's a lot, a full day of just testing.
Yeah.
So, how late does it go tomorrow? Who knows?
Six.
Six? Okay.
Yeah.
We don't fly out till 10.
Right, so we got a few hours to go.
We're going to go record an episode of the podcast.
That was well planned.
So that we don't have to...
Right.
So the changeover changes, right? It's 1 o'clock then? The evening session, I guess, for the split tables, probably.
I'm not sure.
Because today it ended at 8, so the split was at 2 o'clock. So I'm guessing they switched to the split to 1.
That would make sense, yeah.
Mmm.
That's a pretty good quesadilla.
Well, we're all eating now, so maybe we should sign off.
Yeah.
Any final comments from the day, guys?
Unpub. Go to it.
Yeah. Go to Unpub.
Worth it. Yeah.
There are lots of people.
Everybody else did.
Yeah. Right. And if you didn't, you're... Yeah, it's too bad. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So it's lunchtime, meaning it's 2:39. This is the first chance we've had to get away from lunch. On Sunday, last day of Unpub 5, Jason's still eating his nachos. I just finished another really barely edible corn dog because I didn't want a bunch of nachos and I didn't want another pulled pork sandwich. So food options here at the Baltimore Convention Center leave a lot to be desired within the convention center, but I think that's pretty standard for most convention centers. But there's plenty of good places around. We went to... Well, we recorded Dempsey's last night, so listeners heard that.
Yeah. The same episode.
On the same episode, right. You probably heard that, like, a minute ago.
Yeah.
So how's day two, day three for you been so far?
Really good. We made some new changes again today that I'm pretty happy with so far. My goal is to get at least one more test in.
Mm-hmm.
No more than two more tests.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm tired.
I had enough.
I've done 12 tests so far.
Yeah.
And 12 is a lot.
Yeah.
And my goal is to get 10. So the fact that I'm already over that, I mean, I made 10 on day one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at 12. I feel good about that. Yeah, maybe three more. I mean, if I got to 15, that'd be pretty awesome. But I'm really happy with how the game is balancing out now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some things that need to be tweaked, but nothing that I'm over concerned about. So
that's good. Yeah, I've played four games of Saloon Tycoon already today. I have had interest now from two publishers, and I'm not going to talk about either of those in any detail because who knows. But two of them have said, "Yeah, I'll be in touch with you." Neither of them actually played the game. They just liked the way it looked on the table, which is, I mean, I've talked about it before. That's kind of one of the hooks that I was going for with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially at Unpub, where people are just walking through.
Right, right. And that table appeal has attracted a lot of players. And when we broke for lunch, I had a guy standing there ready to sit down, and I had to say, sorry, I'll be back in half an hour. I feel bad about that. But I got to eat.
Right.
So that's cool. Yeah, so big updates today with Saloon Tycoon. I rebalanced some of the bonuses. For a four-player game, I cut it down to 60 supply cubes from 80 because the game was taking too long with four players. So I feel really good about that because that's 20 fewer cubes you need, which is awesome.
How is the gold, man? You have 100 gold cubes?
I think I've lost a couple. But, yeah, so I don't think the supply has ever been below 20. So
okay.
So I could cut that down from 100 easy. Also, you know, there's ways you can squash it down to do ones, fives, and tens kind of thing.
Right. And you even talked about what happens if you run out of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the strategy maybe is,
yeah.
You know.
Right. So the supplies, only so much money in town, I guess. I don't know. There's thematic justification for that, I guess. So that's feeling pretty good. So... What did we play last night?
We played
Best Treehouse Ever.
Uh-huh. Which is amazing.
Oh, man, that was so fun. Super simple little game, little drafting game by Scott Alms. Jason Katarski's Green Couch Games is going to put that out.
Yep.
That was very fun and very, very cute and easy.
Yep.
Easy to pick up and go. So really a lot of fun.
We played David Wilkinson's...
Time Cross, was it?
Time Cross, yes.
Time Cross,
yes.
Yeah.
And that game was a lot of fun. You didn't play it. I played it with Katarski. It's a speed game, mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun. I've talked about how speed games are not usually my thing, but it, for the most part, keeps within the bounds of what I like about speed games, which
uh-huh.
are ones that are simple enough to where I can focus on what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Limited choices. And he made this 3D printed cross that's made out of sand timers.
Mm-hmm. So it's like two sand timers next to each other in a plus sign with a plastic enclosure around it to hold them in place. And so, like, each one is a minute sand timer.
Yep.
And so on your turn, each player basically only has 1 minute per round to play the game. And on your turn, when you start, your sand timer starts running. As soon as you're done with your actions, then you flip it, and the next in your opponent's sand starts running out. And when he's done, he flips it back and so on. And it was pretty clever. Pretty clever. Really cool.
And you made a good job, too, of the way it's rounded. So it's easy to flop back and forth really quick, flip-flop
yeah.
as you're doing it. It was a lot of fun. There are some cards in there that are a little more complex than I was ready for.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I mean, you just kind of ignore those at first. Like, that's what we did.
Yeah.
We didn't know how to use them, so we just, because it's a speed game, we just ignored them.
Right.
And that's cool. I mean, because you just know that later, mm-hmm. when you, if you're playing that game more often, like mm-hmm. he said, him and his son, like, burn through stuff on it, which doesn't surprise me because they're used to playing it. Of course they do, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah, so that was really cool. And we played a game of Tea Party last night too, trying out some new monster powers.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that's okay. I can say so far after this weekend though, I really am very happy with Saloon Tycoon. And definitely want to push forward on that as my main thing. So
yeah.
And I'll keep tweaking Tea Party. I'm not in any hurry on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool, that's a lot of fun. We've got about 4 hours, 3 hours left in the day here before it shuts down.
Yep. And we're going to head over to the airport.
Yeah, so hopefully I'd like to get like one more game of Tycoon in and then maybe call it a day and just try and play something else with somebody else. We'll see how it goes. I mean, if there's people standing there eagerly asking to play, then I'll let them play. So, yeah. So that's it. So that's our midday update. Unless you have anything else to say.
No, no.
Okay.
We're gonna hopefully record another episode later, but we'll do an end cap to this.
Yeah,
as well,
for sure. So. We'll do an end cap. Okay. Thanks, everybody. All
right. You can. We talked to somebody, but they said when the conductor gets here, you can ask, "Hey, okay, is this going to go wherever?" And they'll say, "Yes or no." We plan to double check.
We think this is our one of the ones.
The BWI is where we're going.
We're going to BWI.
This will be the blue line, right? I don't know. So you're thinking this one? Yeah, you're thinking this one.
Okay, going south.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going on the blue one.
I'm at going to here.
Okay. It's a yellow line. I don't know if this is the same style. I mean, this thing is blue. This overhang is blue, so I think that one's blue.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
The one's blue over there, too. The guy we talked to just told us we needed southbound, so unfortunately that's all.
Yeah, we're not locals.
So I'm going southbound, too, but yeah, it should be yellow.
You know, when the train gets here, you can probably ask the conductor.
Yeah, but you're sure you're going... This is for...
Well, we're following instructions from somebody else, so we don't know anything for
so
sure.
So we're going to just ask...
Something. They didn't start until you know.
Oh.
Okay.
It's weird, this train.
Okay, I don't know. First time here?
Here it's 11 to 7.
Okay.
Sunday.
Okay. I don't know.
Sorry, of course we can help you more.
Thank you. You did.
Okay. Alright, let's have a seat.
Turn this thing on. So we just got a text message saying that our flight out of Baltimore is delayed. We were going to leave at 10:05 p.m. and now it's estimated to leave at 12:50 p.m. So that sucks real bad. So we're standing outside at the light rail station to try and take the train back to the airport. I don't know. We're pretty sure we're standing in the right place.
Camden Yards 4, BWI 5. That's this side.
Okay.
That side says northbound, so this is
all right.
This.
Okay, so we have a lot of confidence that we're in the right place.
Mostly.
We have about, what, 70% confidence?
70%, yeah, sounds good.
Okay, 70% confidence we're in the right place. So we might not, I don't know, estimated arrival time, I think you said now back in Grand Rapids is going to be 2:40 a.m.
So 2:40
yeah.
a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, 2:40 a.m. So we won't be, I don't know, and we'll see. I mean, there's bad weather around between us and home. It's fine here. It's fine at home, but there's bad weather in between, so I guess that's delaying. We don't know where our plane is coming from. This sucks real bad. And we're both pretty exhausted and ready to go home. But... Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm pub. Yeah. Unpub. Yeah.
So, I got a total of 7 plays of Saloon Tycoon in today. That was, I think, I'm pretty sure it was 8 yesterday.
And I did 3 today, so, of yeah. Gunslinger Rambles, but that's okay. 13 total. I'm more than happy, so.
Yeah, so, feeling pretty good. I guess that's enough. We'll sign off right now, and check back in once you get to the airport.
Yes.
And see what's happening. I texted my dad earlier to let him know about the flight delays, and he just texted me back and says, "Oh, shut."
I'm gonna guess that was auto-corrected from "Oh."
Yeah, that's pretty funny. My dad's not good with texting. Well, we're back now. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So you know that we are stuck in the airport.
Yeah.
Our flight was going to leave at 10:05 p.m. and now it's leaving at 12:50 a.m.
The gate lady assures me the flight is going to leave. She's yeah. confident. It's coming from Boston, which right now there's a snowstorm in Boston, like a blizzard. Also, to pick up from our late rail story,
yeah.
as we said, oh, this is the train, this is our train. Rob said he was about 70% sure it was our train. It was not our train.
Nope.
We got on and immediately realized not our train. Luckily, it only went one stop, which was about a half mile. And then we were able to wait there for the next train, which was indeed our train. So,
again, Southwest Airlines flight number 4661, nonstop service to Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Stage, hit the door, we marked A1. All ticketed and confirmed passengers should be here in the waiting area. Please to board the aircraft.
Get on that. Oh, man. So many announcements. It's an airport, though. There's no quiet place to record in an airport.
There's no one around us, which is
yeah.
But unfortunately, they keep making these announcements. So, yeah.
Okay, so got on the wrong train, but we talked to a guy who we thought was local. But turns out he was another Unpub attendee who had just screwed up the train system earlier yesterday and figured it out today. So he helped us get reoriented.
Yeah, that guy was cool. I don't know his name, but he was cool.
Yeah, he's a nice dude. And so here we are at the Baltimore airport waiting to get on a flight, and hopefully we'll get there. So let's look back on our trip. What do you say?
Okay.
Yeah. So we flew in on Thursday evening because we wanted to be here for the designer day, which we thought would be kind of an all-day thing. Turns out the designer day was just kind of a half-day thing. Really didn't officially start till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That was good. It was good to meet people and say hi and shake some hands. And I listened to Daniel Solis's little talk about graphic design, and that was good. We missed the State of the Publishing Industry panel.
Yes.
I remember what we were doing.
Playing games.
That's it. That's a good plan.
In the other room.
Yeah. And then caught most of Richard Lanius and Mike Fitzgerald's thing, where they were just talking about their experiences as designers, and that was entertaining.
It was funny, yeah.
And then the designer dinner at the
Pratt Street Ale House.
There it is, across the street from the convention center. And that was fine.
Yeah, we got to see a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, Fort Myers. Fort Myers is boarding.
Boarding right now? Is it?
Listen, one person. Is it you, listeners? Is it you? Is one
Are you
of
going
you
to Fort Myers?
Be in Fort Myers plane?
I hope not. Because you missed it. Designer, you won a game at the designer dinner on the raffle.
I won a game. Walk the Plank. No idea what it's about, but I went up there and had some AP about what game to pick.
Uh-huh.
Daryl suggested Water Balloon Washout. I told him to shut up. I was like, I'm not sure what to pick.
Yeah.
And 70s Draw and him both were like, get Walk the Plank, it's good. So I did. I don't know if it is. It's in my suitcase right now.
We'll see.
So
yeah, good.
I'll probably not play it for like a year. So we'll get back with you, listeners.
Yeah.
The first night, too, you didn't mention, we had dinner with Roger Hicks.
Oh, yeah. First night,
Bob THJ on there. So.
Yep. He's a good dude. Helped me out a lot.
We also played a game the first night. What did we play?
I don't remember.
Something like it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, at the hotel. Remember at that big bar with that grass?
Oh, yeah. With the grass. With the fake grass. It was like cat grass, but fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fort Myers, I'm telling you. So designer. So the next day was the first main day of Unpub. Started at 10.
We stuffed a lot of promo packaging.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we stuffed a lot of...
To help out with that. That was fun.
Yeah.
So...
Saturday, the whole thing got rolling at 10.
Yep.
People started showing up at like quarter till, though. And I would say by about quarter after 10, that place was packed.
Yeah, my first game started at 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
My last game ended at 7:45.
Yeah.
I took about a 20-minute break in there where I just got up and left my table so no one would ask me to play.
Kind of the same thing for me, too. I mean, just nonstop. I thought back to it. I'm pretty sure I played Saloon Tycoon 8 times that day and Epic Monster Tea Party 5 times with attendees. And then later that night, played it again with you and Katarski and... David Wilkins?
Yes.
I'm so bad at last names.
Oh, wait, what game did we play?
Epic Monster Tea Party. So we played
It was David Wilkinson.
Wilkinson, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's good.
Today, I got in you got in 7 play tests.
I got in 7 plays of Saloon Tycoon.
I only got in 3 of Ramblers, but that was all right. I talked to some more people. There just was less of a crowd coming through. And that was fine. So, I was kind of burnt out anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But the 3 play tests I had today were some of the best that I had. So
that's great.
That was great because it made it worthwhile to get those play tests in today.
I kind of feel like my play test today, everybody was a little angrier. I don't really know why.
It could have just been you.
I might have been a little more surly today. It's possible. Yeah. I get that way when I'm tired. I get surly. So maybe it may have just been me. But I had a trio of bros that came through, and that was pretty fun. That was fun. They had a very different perspective on the game that I appreciated a lot, and they seemed to enjoy it a lot. They really wanted me to put in stuff into the game that would allow players to knock down other player saloons. You know, knock it down. I just want to tear it up. It was pretty funny. So that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highlights today for me with playtesters, I don't know. I was less like inviting today, I know, speaking of you being more surly, like a family came up with like three younger kids, or probably 10-ish around that range. I don't think they were all 10. They weren't triplets, but they were like, "What about this game?" And I was like, This is probably better for 12 and up. Because I just didn't want to deal with trying to explain it to you. There were five of them, so it would have been a really big group, and it would have just been no thanks.
It plays up to six, though, right?
It does.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough components to play up to six, though.
Oh,
right now.
Okay.
Because I didn't have enough whiskey shots. Day one, I'm like freaking out because I'm almost running out of whiskey shots constantly, and I can't figure out why. And then I realized because there's only 50, and I should have 60. So that made me feel good. I never ran out. I got down to one at one point at the end of the game. So. Cool.
I can't remember if we talked on the recorder or for the podcast yet or not about the change, the big change you made to the game.
Yes, the best change ever. So we added in the fighting. It used to be I roll my dice, you roll yours. We total them up, add any bonuses, winner take all. The problem was if you rolled one die and I rolled three, it was not impossible for you to win, but it might as well have been. So after the very first play test, the very first day, AJ said, "Hey, why don't we do it where you roll your one die, I roll my three. The highest uncontested die wins." So the highest die that does not have a match. So if I roll a six and you rolled 5-5-4, I win with my six. If I roll a six, you roll a six, those are negated, the next die down wins. It works really well. It's really exciting.
Good. I like the sound of that.
So, I was excited about that.
Yeah.
And I also made some tweaks to the system that I still have to get AJ to approve to make sure he likes, but they seem to be working okay. You now get a bonus. Like, it used to be that if I called you out and you were clean, you weren't cheating, you got a bonus of one die. Now I have it where if I call you out and you are cheating, I get a bonus. So it gives a bonus either way, and people really liked that. And it made the fights feel a little more balanced. So it gave you a little more incentive to want to catch them cheating.
Uh-huh.
So rather than just not getting a penalty for catching them when they weren't cheating. So that worked out pretty well.
Good.
And then I'm trying some new stuff with making people pass out and ramifications that has.
Yeah.
We also added a new thing where if you do not participate in a gunfight and you were not the winner of the round, you get an extra poker card.
Okay.
You get the card, then you just discard one of your other poker cards after looking at all of them.
Uh-huh.
So what that's doing is that's making it easier for the third and fourth place people to have a better hand the next round. It's giving them more options, so it's getting more players involved. So because we've had some people who wished they, like third, and, like if you got a fourth player who just keeps losing and doesn't get to do much, this seems to be helping that. So that's really cool.
Gotcha.
So that's my big changes.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Well, for Saloon Tycoon, I tweaked some of the economy stuff, some of the pricing. So, on the new board, when you're just kind of building in an L shape, as you build outward from your starting tile, I lowered the cost of those tiles, but I also ended up today lowering the point value of those. So you get less points because with playtesting, then the first day, I had a guy who basically he did not build up and he barely bought any
cubes,
any supplies, and he just basically laid tiles out on the first level, and he didn't win the game, but he came really really close to winning the game against somebody else who played really well. So that was a little scary, and I saw, without getting all the details of it, I saw that the economy was a little broken. Those points anyway were too high, so lowered those. That was great, good change. I also added a fifth turn option, so now you can, if you don't want to buy supplies or buy tiles, draw cards, play cards, you can now just take two gold. So the thematic justification is you just went out and went panning for gold that day.
Right.
You know, so I think that's, I think that works pretty well. And because people were saying that sometimes they just don't want to draw cards. They don't want to do any of that stuff. So at the very least, they can
right.
get some gold.
Especially early game. I could see that being useful. If
yeah.
you don't have good cards,
right.
just, I'll just take some more money.
Right. Last big change is that I added a bonus for going 3 tiles high. So now any tile that reaches the 3rd floor, you get an extra 4 points for that, regardless of the size of the tile.
Wow, that's cool.
So that encourages people to go upward. So I'm pretty happy with that, too. That was a good change and tested well today. Yeah, so input those changes. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm just yawning here. Don't mind me. We
yeah.
just have another...
Like four hours?
4 hours to wait for yeah. our flight.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah, publisher interest. I had 2 publishers swing by and say, hey, that looks pretty cool. Let me get your contact information and I'll be in touch. I don't know if anything will come of that. I imagine they're both going to want me to send them a prototype, and we can talk from there.
You have to make them.
So I have to make 2 prototypes. Okay, that's another thing. The prototype that I made and brought here, it is trashed.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
It's trashed. I mean, so one girl was playing the game and just like turned over her water bottle and put a couple of big drops in the bottle, and then she panicked and she smeared them across the board. And so they're just inkjet labels, you know, inkjet prints on there. So it just smeared the ink terribly. I mean, it was still playable, but it looks terrible.
Right.
So I was going to have to make a new one anyway, so I'm going to have to make 3 now.
Yeah.
1 for myself and then 2 more to send to publishers. So I'll have some work ahead of me sometime soon. But that's cool. I mean, I only heard about 1 game getting signed this weekend. I mean, we might hear about more down the road.
Right.
But we heard about one really, really silly party game, it sounds like, that got signed. And, you know, I don't know the details of that, but congratulations to that
right.
designer. Other than that, though, I haven't heard of any real publisher action. I think last year maybe some of the publishers went too hard on it, and they backed off this year.
Yes. Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, a lot of... Like, I can think of at least a couple of publishers last year that signed at least 5 games.
Yeah.
Unpub.
Yeah.
And, well, at least one of them I can think of worked through that chain pretty well. The other one had some troubles. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So, yeah. But, mm-hmm. takeaways. Let's talk about takeaways from Unpub. So,
takeaways.
Next year we will not go in on Thursday.
Nope.
We'll come in on Friday for designer day. Just get in mid-morning.
Yeah.
Be ready for the stuff. I think
even,
that'll be fun.
Even noonish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... and that'll be cool. Not that we didn't enjoy helping. It's just, you know...
it means one last day we have to take off work.
Right,
and
exactly.
then we could put that day on the day after on Monday.
Right, which we'll talk about in a minute.
We're both kind of still planning to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, so...
But we'll see if we make it in at noon or not at all.
Right. So if our flight goes, then
yeah.
I think we will...
At least noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so other takeaways. Other takeaways. I made a mistake by... Well, number one, when in getting ready in advance, I put Saloon Tycoon and Rocket Wreckers into the Unpub system, into the program, and I played Rocket Wreckers once, and I didn't put Tea Party in. I should have, but I didn't, which means I didn't get any feedback on Tea Party.
That stinks.
Yeah, that stinks. Shame
so
on me.
You need the feedback the least on Tea Party. So
well, yeah, yeah, right. So shame on me for that. Let's see, other takeaways. I forgot my password, so I still haven't been able to log into the Unpub website to look at my feedback on Saloon Tycoon. So hopefully, after everything settles down, I can get in touch with Daryl and he can help me get logged in, figure out my password. Other takeaways. Frankly, I brought too many games. It was so busy. There was so much going on. There was a time on Saturday when I was trying to run 2 games at once, and that was terrible because I ended up not giving either game my full focus and wasn't getting enough all the information that I needed out of those tests. I wasn't watching the interaction, watching the people play. So that was a mistake. Needed to focus on 1 game at a time. Brought too many. Need to take tomorrow off work. Next year, need to do that.
And I think for me, a big thing was I only brought 1 game. I mean, really, 1 game to seriously play. I really wanted to get some plays in at night of our racing game that Andy and I worked on, and it just never happened because by mm-hmm. nighttime we were so burned out on playing
yeah,
games that
right.
we didn't really play any games.
And the event went so late, right? It went till 7?
8.
And, no, yeah, it went to 8 on Saturday. Went to 8 o'clock at night. And so by that time, you know, we went and got some food. You know, and by the time we got back to the place to play some games, it was like 9:30.
Yeah, and then we played a couple little games, and then we were done.
We were done. And I know they were doing an after dark thing. They had another room at a hotel down the street. But, you know, the convention center kicked us all out at midnight, and we just didn't have the energy. We barely had the energy to walk back to our hotel room. So, you know, that was tough. So, you know, next time maybe I will also buy a big pack of Red Bull to get me through the nights. Because, I miss that opportunity to play my games. I feel like I've done this a lot. I've missed the opportunity to play my games with a bunch of other designers. And because I just couldn't stay awake for the after party. I don't know how anybody else did. They must be machines or on a lot of drugs or something.
So the Unpub app is cool, but I can't log in as a designer on the Unpub app.
Oh.
Hopefully they have that for next year. Yeah. I was going to look up and tell you what my scores were for Ramblers, but I can't get it to load.
Can't get in. Okay.
It's not working on my phone. It did last night, so I don't understand what the difference is, but...
Yeah, whatever. So. Yeah, it's internet at the airport is what the problem is, probably.
So...
Do we have any other thoughts or any other comments?
I would say this still. If you're a designer who wants to get your game not just published, but you just want to make sure your game is rock solid and get a lot done with testing, you will not find a better place than Unpub.
Absolutely.
You just won't. I mean, 13 play tests for me, 17 or 15 play tests for Rob. I mean, that's insane. That's crazy.
That is crazy. So. Yep. Yeah. So, I think that's good enough. We'll call it a day here.
Yes.
If we have any more flight drama, we might just jump out a window.
So... Yeah.
Though these windows down to the tarmac level, not quite high enough to kill us. Break a bone, but probably not kill us.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be a good idea.
Maybe we could get picked up by a helicopter, the Aeromed helicopters, hijack that towards Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah. Just whip out our dice and say, I'm going to throw dice at you if you don't fly us back to Grand Rapids. Right.
Please.
And then drive us home from Grand Rapids.
Yes.
Yeah. They can just drop me off at my house. It's on the way to Grand Rapids. Okay.
True.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. All of the normal closing stuff. If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to buildinggamepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @podcastBTG. Jason is @JASlingerland. I am @poorly_designed. Like us on Facebook. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Call our Google voice number at 770-TEL-BTG. Don't forget to watch Something from Nothing, the bi-weekly video show with Jason Chevy, Jason, and TC. If you want to check out our website, buildinggamepodcast.com, and that's all the energy that I have. I am passing out. Good night.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.